Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, October 15, 2024. We appreciate each of you being here, and of course, we're going to begin our meeting today with an invocation today led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Erickson, if you feel led to rise.
Please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you bless us, O Lord, and guide us to become better individuals in these trying times. I ask that you guide us to represent you in a manner that is pleasing to you. We ask that you keep us mindful of those who are less fortunate than us and deserve our attention and assistance. All these things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We're going to begin our meeting today with public comments. If there's any individual present who wishes to make public comment about any item on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you're attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll move on to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for invitations for bid for a term contract for liquid soil stabilizer for Jefferson County. Item B is to receive and file bids for invitations for bid for Jefferson County Correctional Facility renovations to buildings A and C pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item C is to receive and file bids for an IFB for Jefferson County 2024 concrete road repair project funded by the 2020 County Transportation Infrastructure Fund Grant. Item D is to consider and approve award for invitations for bid for Jefferson County Correctional Facility renovations to buildings A and C pursuant to Chapter 262 Texas Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act, 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. With GADV Inc., DBA LNL General Contractors in the amount of $3,581,000. Item E is to consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for invitations for bid for Cheeks Park improvements and equipment with Cunningham Recreation and Seating Components Manufacturing as shown in Attachment A. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item F is to consider and approve award for invitations for bid for Jefferson County 2024 concrete road repair project with CTEX Constructions Corporation in the amount of $175,100 funded by the 2020 County Transportation Infrastructure Fund Grant. Item G is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file renewal for a term contract for snack and vending machines for Jefferson County for a second one-year renewal with John Paul's Food Service from November 21st, 2024 to November 20th, 2025. And item H is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file amendment number 3 to the contract for janitorial services for Jefferson County, which will add service twice a week on Monday and Friday, between 8 and 4 p.m., 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. for the Jerry Ware Terminal Building located at 5000 Jerry Ware Drive in Beaumont at a rate of $126.92 per service for a total cost of $253.85 per week. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Just a question. Those repairs are precinct 2, right?
What's that? I'm sorry,
$175,000. That's both of us. That's one and two.
Yes, sir.
It's a bunch of concrete work we've been waiting on. Okay.
And thanks to Michelle and engineering for all y'all's hard work and getting that together.
Thank you.
The other thing is I noticed that of the $250 million allocated by the legislature for the county Transportation Infrastructure Funding Grant that as of today there's over $35 million that has not been allotted. Could I get y'all to check with the regulatory agencies and see whether or not that's going to be put out for secondary applications for other projects?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve fiscal year 2024 budget transfer for the print shop for additional costs for paper in the amount of $2,000. Item B is consider and approve a fiscal year 2024 budget transfer for JP Precinct 2 for additional costs for payroll accruals in the amount of $1,365. Item C is consider and approve a fiscal year 2024 budget transfer for the jail for additional costs for payroll accruals in the amount of $75,000. Item D is considering approving the certified roll jurisdiction summary resolution for the tax roll for tax year 2024 for Jefferson County. Item E is to receive and file the victim information and notification every day program service agreement with APRIS for the period from September 1st, 2024 to August 31st, 2025. Which cost will be reimbursed by the Office of the Attorney General. Item F is to receive and file the Texas Safety Program grant agreement between Jefferson County and the state of Texas for the STEP comprehensive program for the period October 1st, 2024 to September 30th, 2025. Item G is consider and approve applying for high intensity drug trafficking area grant funding of $27,000, which is available to the Office of the National Drug Control Policy to aid in investigation and prosecution of drug offenses in our region with no matching funds being required. Item H is consider and approve a resolution for a Texas Community Development Block grant application, which will require $15,000 in matching funds. Item I is consider and approve advanced funding request for American Rescue Plan Act approved project with the City of Nome in the amount of $45,800 for a priority one project and $70,750 for a priority two project. Item J is to receive and file a sales contract for the purchase of the property located at 5220 Roberts Road in Beaumont as part of Jefferson County's home buyout program with Hurricane Harvey grant funds for the Texas General Land Office contract. And item K is to receive and file amendment number 4 to the GLO contract number 20065121C408. And item L is regular county bills, check numbers 522004 through 522282. And item M is to receive and file a resolution for the 2025 Indigent Defense Formula Grant application. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under risk management, we have one item A to consider and possibly approve the interlocal participation agreement renewal for employee and retiree health benefits with the Southeast Texas Government Employees Benefits Pool effective January 1st, 2025. I want to note on that one that the Southeast Texas, the link to the backup materials that's on that agenda item has under the basic life here the rate of 0.80 per thousand per month, and that note which was called by Rebecca should be 0.08 per thousand per month on the basic life cost. And so other than that change, do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A, which was put on under us, has been covered under the auditor's agenda items. And by addendum, the new item A would be to consider and possibly approve an order banning burning in the unincorporated areas of Jefferson County pursuant to section 352.081 of the Texas Local Government Code. Do I have a motion on that?
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and offered. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything that any elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Judge, I would bring one thing, and I should have brought it early. I didn't think about it, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask for the prayers for an attorney in our community, James Payne. He lost his mother. And then to the Thomas family. Those two families lost their matriarchs of their family.
I'd also like to remind everybody, probably still in Roxanne's thunder, that early voting is coming up starting next Monday. And very, very important election for us. And next Monday, you could tell us the voting starts 7 to 7 a.m.
Show up early. And we had a training last week of all of our poll workers, so they're ready. And keeping up with some legislative changes with regards to limited IDs. So a lot of things going on, but we're on top of it, and we're ready for Monday. Showtime.
Right, and I don't see Bernice Judge in court, but I think today is the last day you can do your benefit change.
It
I think by 12 o'clock tonight. Some of my employees was having trouble
if you're gonna do
with some of the computer language, I guess, is what it's called. So make sure you try and do it before 12 o'clock tonight. Thank you.
I just wanted to take this opportunity to let the public know that our first round of tax bills will be going out this week. We're doing a split mailing this year. The first round of mailing will be for properties that are located outside of BISD jurisdiction. The second mailing will be
outside of the what jurisdiction?
Outside of the Beaumont Independent School District jurisdiction. The second mailing will be after the November election, where BISD is having a tax ratification election. And then the second mailing will follow that. And that gives us an opportunity to make changes if necessary, and then mail instead of mailing and having to do an adjusted mailing.
Okay. Would you make sure that you send out a press release to all of the... Okay, great. So that the people in Beaumont, in the Beaumont School District, know that they're going to receive theirs late.
Yeah, it will be going out this afternoon.
Have you talked... You already discussed this with the superintendent of BISD, right?
Yes, I have spoken with the CFO at Beaumont Independent School District. And she was very grateful, because if we would have to do a adjusted mailing, like if we would have mailed and then the rate did not pass, then they would have ultimately been have to pay for the cost, which then goes back to the taxpayer.
Gotcha.
So okay, thank you
so much. Anything else? All right, well, we appreciate each of you being here today. Thank you so much for your time. And we are adjourned with a workshop at 11.
That's right.